welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
We are on the fifth issue of this Swamp Thing story arc, issue number 47. Sorry, I was going to say the 47th issue of the Swamp Thing story arc, which is technically right, but anyway. words just come out of my mouth. I don't even know what they are anymore.
Can't stop
them. Half time I can't. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes and whatever episodes were before. Just listen to it all. Except for like the first 20 episodes. You don't need those.
Yeah, you really don't.
Those, we need, yeah.
In fact, you could probably skip out on, no.
Anyway. So we start this one out with this photographer.
Pervert.
Well, same. He was just taking pictures of the bayou. And he's, you know, he's looking at this crane. Or heron, sorry. That he saw, that he was like, oh, this is beautiful, majestic, I'm gonna take a picture of it. But by the time he got his camera out,
Means he really sucks at being a photographer because he should already have his camera at the ready.
Well, did he say?
Just press the shutter.
So he had it out and was getting ready to go. But as soon as he hit it, the heron got scared away by Abby. She was walking through the swamp.
She hadn't actually seen me yet. Because I was, of course, hiding in the bushes so I could get pictures of birds.
Yeah, birds.
But anyway, so I figured, you know, there are other magazines I can take photos for.
Yeah, so he just starts taking pictures of her, and then she starts undressing. Naked.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, I can definitely make some money now.
Yeah. Like I said, fucking pervert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, especially since he keeps taking pictures of her.
And he's still hiding, and he never says anything to her afterwards.
But as she is jumping into the water, this arm, this grassy, swampy, weird-looking arm, tree-looking arm, reaches out and touches her, and then they embrace, and he's still taking pictures of this.
Yeah.
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 Pervert. Anyway, so we... this scene...
Yeah.
Well,
this one, yeah.
Yes. So Abby and Swamp Thing are talking, and she mentions that she's kind of hungry, that she hadn't eaten breakfast.
Yeah.
So
and he's like, "Please be like, my guest."
Takes
her head and like pushes it down onto one of his Swamp Thing seeds. It definitely gives you the oral.
It does not look good.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. If he was taking a picture of that, it would go to a certain magazine.
Yeah.
Hustler.
Did you say Rustler?
No, it's the Hustler.
No, like Rustler, like you're rustling through the trees.
Anyway.
She's a dendrophiliac.
So we leave that, and we've got this basically, I think what, no, that's not until later. The saying goodbye, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we leave that, and Swamp Thing ends up going to...
Brazil?
Yeah, I think the forest of Brazil, where Constantine is at. And as soon as he pops up, the local tribe kind of holds Swamp Thing in reverence. Yeah. And they kind of direct him toward this path, and they,
Real quick, though, I would like to point out, Constantine's wardrobe here. The band around his head with the shirt unbuttoned all the way down to the last button.
It's very Steve Irwin-esque. So as Swamp Thing and Constantine are walking, as soon as Swamp Thing gets past these guards, the guards put their spears down and stop Constantine from going any further.
He's like, oh, well, I guess this is where all the humans stop, and then you just go on, buddy. You'll get where you need to get.
Yeah, so... Swamp Thing goes walking, and he was told that he is supposed to go to the Parliament of Trees. And as he's walking in,
I like how they say the locals call them the Parliament of Trees.
Yes.
Because that's not even a Brazilian word.
That doesn't especially mean it can't
if they
be...
were, especially if they were tribal.
Fair, but it could have...
It would have been more like, you know, a gathering of trees or, you know...
I would say that because it is held in reverence, that maybe it was something that was passed down from, like, other people to them, and they're just, because they are the locals, they're there to protect it. That'd be my guess. I honestly don't know.
We'll go with that.
You're not wrong. Like, you're not wrong in your statement, but it's a beautiful, untouched place. It's a beautiful morning. Yeah, so Swamp Thing is wandering through the parliament, and he starts seeing some random objects, things?
Forms in all the
well,
trees.
Not only that, but like he sees a like a biplane, airplane being hung off of a branch, and he's like, I recognize that. Why do I recognize that? And he's like, I think I may be home. I just don't know what's going on. And you had mentioned that there are forms, and as he is talking to him, thinking in his head, one of the forms responds back. And that threw Swamp Thing for a loop. Because the Parliament of Trees turns out to be old Swamp Things.
Yeah, all the other iterations of Swamp Thing that had come before him, mm-hmm. this is where they come to... Not necessarily die, but this is where they retire to.
Yeah, this is where they live.
This is the Florida of Swamp Things.
Only it's in Brazil. but yeah, like, so he states, like, I'm not a elemental, earth elemental. This shouldn't be where I'm at. But then the one guy, I believe his name was Alex Olson, who, if you guys remember, was... the one before Alec Holland, which I believe is the first Swamp Thing in the comics.
Yeah.
Which we'll also touch on that again in a couple months when we do the origins again. I know we already touched on it once, but we'll do them again. And yeah, so he says, you know,
he gives all the stories of all the other, well, some of a handful.
Well,
of
I mean, well, the funny part is with Olsen, like he tells his story and Holland's like, but that's how I story. Die. It's almost like it's the same
and
thing.
Like,
it's
no.
crazy.
It's like, no, it's our stories. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into how the other ones died and, you know, fiery accidents just to be brought back as, you know.
Yeah, these guys were all human once.
Yep.
And they became these elementals. So it's really touching story. Really, really beautiful. And Olsen is like, you know, these guys, the rest of the parliament, they can't talk anymore. I'm the only one who can form
words.
They're
so far gone that they...
That's why I'm talking, yeah. But if you, how does he say?
If you want to speak to them, you can join roots, I believe, with them. And...
Well, he says, flesh speaks, wood listens.
Yeah.
So if you join their roots, they will talk. And so he does. Alec does. And then he gets the rest of the tales. Like what we got here. Let's see here. In England, 300 years ago, I was Alf Oldland, Stuart Fisby.
Basically one of his one of the people craft. That worked on there lit his shit on fire.
Yeah, Jack in the Green is what they called me. In 42, Albert Hollier,
German fighter pilot, wrecks his plane, fiery death, comes back as Swamp Thing.
Yeah, it's just on and on and on. It
turns out that in order to be a Swamp Thing, you have to be lit on fire,
apparently, and fall in a swamp. Yeah. You trying to be Swamp Thing now?
Not especially. No.
Good call. But he starts to ask questions like, what does he say? He's like, I came seeking knowledge. A great danger threatens. I must know how to use my power, to its best advantage. And the parliament responds with, power is not the thing. To be calm within oneself, that is the way of the wood. Power tempts anger, and anger is like wildfire. Avoid it. We sense disturbance and uncertainty in you. Why?
So it turns out that these trees are actually Jedis.
but Swamp Thing's like, I do not know. I have traveled this country and I have seen much.
Evil.
That is evil. It preys upon my mind. I wonder if nature can be just to allow such things. That's when they repeat the flesh speaks.
Flesh doubts, wood knows. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're basically saying, you want your, don't let your power corrupt, just
and
be.
Yeah, and then they go on to say, you know, if you wish to understand evil, you must understand the bark, the roots, the worms, the earth. That is the wisdom of an Earl King.
Yeah, is that evil? Is the ground evil?
It says, like, the aphid eats the leaf, the ladybug eats the aphid, the soil absorbs the dead ladybug, and the plants feed on the soil. Is the aphid evil? The ladybug evil? Is the soil evil? Where is the evil in all the wood?
Yep.
So basically they're trying to, you know, make it out to where, like, it's not, like, necessarily that there is evil. Everything seems evil to something else because you don't understand the whole
of... Correct. You don't... The circle of life, basically. And so Swamp Thing says they kick him out, but I think they just kind of, like, we answered your question. Figure it out. And so he gets up and he talks to Olsen one last time, you know, saying that they shut me out and I don't understand why. And he's like, you know, Parliament has spoken and you best leave now. He's like, but I didn't get an answer. Like, you were told to avoid power, avoid anger. Perhaps you were not listening, as Wood should listen. And then, like, this is not your resting place. Not yet. So Swamp Thing heads out, meets back up with Constantine. And Constantine's like, well, what'd they say? Give me an answer. And they said, and he tells them to avoid power and where's evil in the wood.
And here's Constantine like, what the fucking hell? That doesn't do me any good. Thanks for nothing, you dumb trees.
Well, kinda. But he's like, well, as it so happens, it's where we're meeting our chums tomorrow. And it's in the Chile, the forest of Quincavi?
Yeah. Five cave. I don't know.
Yeah. And there is evil in all the wood. And, what is it? There's a cave in there. Hiding in the cave, wearing a waistcoat of human skin, planning the destruction
of
heaven.
Which was something that didn't make any sense to me. Why the fuck were these dudes wearing waistcoats? That's all they're wearing is a waistcoat.
I mean... Look, when you're 100,000 years old and evil...
Have you ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is going through his vest collection?
I can't. Maybe, oh, probably.
It's going to the tune of Be Our Guest, and he's saying, oh, see my vest. And he's got it made out of, like gorillas and all this different kinds of weird shit. And, yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So Swamp Thing... leaves. I think he's confused because the Parliament, that is basically him, cast him out, and he feels hurt. But Constantine is just like, we gotta do this, dude. Let's go. And we go back to the photographer. It turns out he is at a newspaper, and
the Daily Courier.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's trying to get these pictures, sell these pictures to them. And he's like, I think there's a story here, but they kind of shove him out. It's like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Keep the pictures.
Yeah. Well, you know. He's selling them. He's got the negatives.
Yeah, but if they run them without paying him.
Well, we find out they run them, so I'm pretty sure they're going to pay him. But the one guy, I think the chief, he states, as he's looking at the picture, he's like, I recognize her, the woman in these pictures, recognize her hair. You know how we sometimes have troubles with our little Sandra and how she attends Elysium Lawn's place? That woman works there, and she looks after kids. Now, we've covered some Elysium Lawns.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that was for the mentally unstable kids.
Yeah. Yep.
And this guy is willingly putting his daughter there when they can't control... Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yep.
Basically, what he wants to run the story because if she's around kids, what's she doing with this pervert in this
suit,
this wood suit?
Yeah,
rubber suit.
Yeah, like,
okay, okay, guy. Yeah. That's the bad thing in this situation. Not you.
That's
shoving your kid in a place you don't want because you don't want to take care of her. But whatever. I got a whole.
Well, you know, I mean, we can't have, you know, perverted people around the kids because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the parents are worse than... Anyway.
They usually are.
And that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more of this Swamp Thing story.